Celebrate the holidays with Spanish Pod's special holiday discount. Subscribe for yourself or give Spanish Pod as a gift to someone special. Go to SpanishPod.com/Xmas for more details.
Welcome, bienvenidos a Del Taco al Tango. I'm so excited, JP.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, I'm good. In fact, we have a great show today. It's about dating a Latina.
Dating a Latina, one of my favorite topics.
Yes. And we have here our guest. His name is Nino. He's from Germany. And in fact, he's dating a Latina. Are you, Nino?
That's right. And it's very exciting.
Really? Okay, Nino. So you speak Spanish, right?
A little bit, yeah.
So where do you learn it?
Well, in school originally, but then I went to Spain a couple of times on a few visits, and there's really no better way to learn, of course, than with a Spanish-speaking person. So most of my Spanish I learned since I met my girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
So with her, you speak 100% Spanish, or you change it?
We try to, you know. She's a very good teacher, but sometimes she gets impatient, and then she switches back to English.
Okay.
But you're able to have a conversation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Tú te puedes defender en español.
Así es.
Así es.
Entiende muy bien.
Muy bien.
So anyway, can you tell us what's the cultural difference to dating a Latina?
Yeah, sure. One of the things is that Latinas are very open. They're very friendly. They're very talkative. And so it's very easy to get to know one. But don't let that point you in the wrong direction. For example, if you go out with a Latina, you go dancing with her, she'll be very touchy-feely. And you'll be thinking, oh man, I'm like on my way to a home run.
This is true.
I promise you, it's not the way like that at all. All of a sudden, all our girlfriends will arrive and she'll be out of there. And you're like, what the hell?
That's true. You think you're going to score, right? You think it's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's true. We're very touchy and open. And we see someone, we hug them and everything.
Right. And if I saw those signals in the U.S., you know, back where I'm from, I'd be thinking, all right, this is a sure thing. This is a lock.
And then you're like buying her tequilas or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Even that doesn't work, right?
No, not even. No, that doesn't work.
No, that's just you can start playing the game, right?
Exactly. It's hard work to get all the way.
Okay, so you met their parents already?
I did a few times, in fact.
And how was that? Oh. Tell us the story.
Very scary. I heard a lot of things about Latina parents, and let me tell you, it's all true. Okay? Be now, worried.
Now, meeting any girlfriend's parents is scary, but is there a...
It is, but parents of a Latina, it's a little bit different because they're very protective.
That's
okay,
true.
So I'll tell you a couple of stories when I met her. First of all, when my girlfriend told her father that her boyfriend was coming, her father was like, that's great, so what hotel is he staying in, you know?
Right.
He didn't even offer his house?
Eventually he did, but she really had to persuade him.
That's funny.
And then I'll tell you about a couple of things that you really shouldn't do when you first meet the parents of a Latina, like I did. I wanted to tell them, oh, I'm so excited to be here. So I said, estoy muy excitado de estar aquí.
Oh, Nino.
Can you imagine?
Nino. Well, folks, excitado does not mean excited.
It doesn't. In fact, it means horny.
It means horny. So I'm very horny to meet you.
And that really wasn't the first message I wanted to impart on them, you know?
No, that's not appropriate to say.
Not so much.
When you're meeting them for the first time, I'm very horny.
Oh, God.
And then I noticed that things were a little bit weird. So I thought, maybe my girlfriend is a little embarrassed. So I said, está muy embarazada de estoy aquí.
Okay, she's very embarrassed to be here. No, but that embarrassed, that means embarazada means pregnant.
Yeah.
I know. And so the first two words I heard out of my mouth were horny and pregnant. I don't know, it didn't work so well.
Yeah, I can imagine it didn't.
Now, if you want to say you're happy to be here, estoy muy contento.
Yeah, contento.
All right. And if you want to say she's a little embarrassed, how would you say that?
Le da pena.
Le da pena. Okay.
Yes, you can say that.
But... But está embarazada.
No, that definitely doesn't work.
Yeah.
She's very pregnant, you know?
People need to sit down to hear that news.
Yeah, that's funny. So what other stories do you have when you stayed over there?
Well, finally, when she convinced her father that I could stay at their house, of course, he put me in a different room. No question about it. And it was the room that was right next to his, okay? And then there was a funny thing about all the doors in the house. Everything was fine. Every door worked perfectly, except mine. It sounded like it was 100 years old, hadn't been oiled in 40 years. It creaked so loud, I think it woke up the whole neighborhood every time I went to go to the bathroom.
So it was a trick door, right?
It was a trick door, and I was not thinking for a second to go into my girlfriend's room.
Hell no, imagine. That's funny.
Was there a window you could sneak through?
Yeah, I guess I should have thought about that, but he didn't give me any chances, believe me.
Oh, that's funny. But it's true, you know, parents of Latinas, they're very protective. It doesn't matter if you're the baby girl or you're in the middle or the oldest, right. It doesn't matter. Like my dad, in fact, my sister was dating an American and he came down to visit us. So everyone was excited, and my dad, he's like the head of the family. Okay?
Right, this is a big event.
Exactly, so all family was there, you know, and they were like, oh, the gringo is coming, and they were all happy, you know. So anyway, my dad, he's this typical macho, you know. You don't touch him a lot, you don't hug him, unless he does it to you, you know. So anyway, the guy comes, he arrives, he looks at my dad, he says, Dad, in English, hugs him and gives him a kiss in the cheek.
Oh, qué horror.
Imagine, like, everyone was, like, complete silence, you know? And my dad is like, what? I cannot say it in, you know, right now, but he said, like, a bunch of bad words in Spanish. So he was like, okay, sit him down, bring the bottle of tequila. So he's like, what's his problem? We don't do this, like, explain. So he sits down and he's like, okay, you're not getting up until you finish this bottle of tequila. And the guy was like, yeah, right. He laughed, you know, but my dad was serious. So the guy next day, hospital. I'm serious. Imagine the combination, tequila, beans, salsa. So obviously, poor guy.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah, he never came back.
Well, you got to know how to deal with these parents.
Yeah. Now, when you meet the parents now, I would say I would want to call them sir or ma'am and, you know, speak to them respectfully, have a really good handshake that I've rehearsed.
Exactly.
And and not step out of line, right?
What about when you spoke Spanish to them, you have to be careful about how you use your Spanish, right?
Exactly. I mean, they may be very friendly, but you got to know that normally you address them in usted, in the formal form. Okay?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And the problem with me was I hadn't really studied my usted form very well because, of course, when you learn Spanish, mostly you just speak to your friends and so. So I really suggest that you learn your usted. So then
that's
you have
true.
To call them. The other thing is that, at least in my case, I had to call them Don and Doña. So use Don and the first name and then Doña and the first name. Which to me was totally weird. I mean, it was kind of fun. In fact, I felt like I was in a Godfather movie or something, you know?
Don Patricio.
Don Patricio.
Don Pedro. Pedro.
It was amazing. I was expecting somebody to go tell me I was going to sleep with the fishes or something.
So, any other difference that you thought that it was kind of weird or made like...
Yeah, you know, I'm from Germany. So in Germany, everything's very equal between men and women. You split your bills and all that stuff. And that is not the way it is at all in Latin America.
No.
I noticed that pretty quickly. In fact, it's normal that men pay for everything. Food, movies, drinks. And so fathers actually give their sons more money, more pocket money than their daughters. Because they know that daughters are never going to need it. You know, but for me, I wasn't used to that. So at the beginning, I was a poor student when I first met my girlfriend. So, man, it was really difficult. I had to take her to some cheap-ass places.
No, but that's true. In fact, like, my dad, he gave way much more money to my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's true.
Yeah.
Even friends pay for you.
Right. My sister went to study in Spain, and when she came back, she was annoyed that she had to pay for her own drinks.
That's right.
When she came back to the U.S., she was like, ah, I never paid for sangria back in Spain.
Yeah, exactly. Girls always say it's all about equality, but they get used to that one pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Free
I cannot drinks. Say it, but yeah.
I'm free entrance to a club.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
free
true.
Dinner.
Well, come on, guys. It's worth it. You're dating this beautiful girl. Come on.
It was in my case. That's true.
So, it's worth it.
I mean, did you have success with this relationship?
Absolutely. We've been going strong. And in fact, we're going to get married next year. I'd love to announce publicly.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So the relationship with the parents is great. Of course, that was another scary thing, having to ask her father for her hand. And that's something you should also remember. I don't know if that's the same in the U.S., but certainly in Latin America, you should ask the parents first before you ask their daughter.
You know, true. I don't even have the Spanish skills to ask for a word.
Oh, I think I mumbled something over the phone, you know, but they understood what I meant and they were very nice.
By that time, they liked you already.
Right, exactly.
Because you buttered them up with usted and don Endonia.
And they had forgotten about the excitado embarazada.
Okay, Nino, it's great to have you here and thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you very much. It's been an honor.
Okay, JP, it's time for us to say...
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.